Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jack Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Fully prepared to be on the island on this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm fully prepared. Given our conversation of Friday, this came in late in the show. Friday, we went out perfect for Monday morning. Unless there's a change of heart over the weekend on anybody else's part, I am willing to be on the island. Okay. So, can't get her on?
Can't get her on. She had to go to work early for a meeting.
Oh, that's no good then.
Yeah.
Excuse me, could you leave the meeting and take this call?
Stupid. She mentioned in the email that she listens to the podcast,
Yeah, listen, lady, you want help or don't you?
Yeah.
I love this, though. The email, Jasmine is her name. Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't really matter, does it? I'll cut to the chase. I'm emailing you from the bathroom at work. We have a very, it's like we're cheating on her boss. Like she's cheating on work with us. She's visiting us in secret all these different times. I'm emailing you from the bathroom at work. I have to be in a meeting in like 2 seconds. They have a lot of meetings at her work, too.
Apparently.
This has been bothering me, and I wanted a makeup or breakup for the podcast. Oh, gotcha. I've been on 5 dates with this guy, Rick. He's perfectly perfect. I love that. You know what? Can we do that for the final exam? Jasmine's boyfriend, Rick, he's what?
Perfectly perfect.
He's blankety blank.
Perfectly perfect.
He's blankety blank. He's perfectly perfect. And when I tell you that there is only one thing wrong, I mean it. And really, I understand it's not exactly him, it's me. My dad's name is also Rick, and I don't know if I can...
Oh.
A guy with the same name as my dad.
I'm sorry, it's just so funny.
It is funny. It's a lot funny. It's a lot funny. Or not. You know who it's not funny for? Rick.
Rick. Poor Rick.
The boyfriend, not the dad. The dad it's still fine for. No, boyfriend Rick. It's not fun.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
He probably thinks she's perfectly perfect too.
Right.
He's just waiting for the time for, you know, where he can crack the code.
He's thinking about it all the time. He's waiting for it. Anticipating.
Oh,
Netflix and chill tonight. This will be the night.
Oh, remember
that. Sorry, Rick.
Oh, remember those days?
When you anticipated it might happen.
Oh, my God. When you were, and it was just nerves. And girls are the same way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because girls know they're in control.
Yeah, they
girls
they
are like,
see,
tonight's the night.
I never thought that way. It was just more of like, I'm like, oh, man, am I going to do and say the right things?
How many times have you had a guy, like, where you've made it obvious, and you've had a guy go, nah, I'm not ready yet.
Please. I've had plenty of times where, like, I thought I made it obvious and homeboy didn't know the signs. And I'm like, okay, like, and then you feel like, oh, well, maybe we're on different pages. Like, you know, you just don't feel, I don't know, Lil Jess, do you feel like you're in control sometimes?
I feel like I'm in control all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, we're different. But to Chet's point, there's the difference between a man and a woman going out on a Friday night. A woman knows if she's going to get some. A guy hopes he can get some.
Banger. Truer words have never listened to the man right over there. That's knowledge, people. That's truth. Okay, so makeup or breakup. She doesn't think she can get over the physical hump. Huh? Hump. I didn't mean to.
How fifth grade of you.
Yeah, hump. I didn't mean to. I really didn't. I meant hump, not hump. And then I giggle after that. That's great.
So adorable.
I only hope that kids today still use the word hump for that because that is great.
Oh, I blame the Geico commercial.
And honestly, I believe we have found the line. I'm pretty sure we're at the line. Yeah. I don't know if we can go any further with that.
I went through a
Nobody say the word dry right now because that's bad.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Keep those two apart.
I went through a very similar, well, I mean, I literally went through this before. with my ex, Pete, and my dad's name is Pete. No.
Okay, and I did not know this.
We dated for okay.
How long did you date?
6 weeks. But y'all, I'll tell you why. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
This is so interesting to me because Jasmine has been going out with Rick, been on 5 dates. She says he is perfectly perfect. What did I say? I should write this down. What did I say the final exam
Rick,
question is?
Rick,
according... Can you hear him using a Sharpie?
Something comforting about that noise.
It is nice. And the smell, I know it's weird. I know you're not supposed to huff pens or whatever, but like you just get a faint whiff of it. Actually, it's nice.
Wait, so you just hear me. Okay. According to Jasmine, what is...
Is blankety blank.
Is, according to Jasmine, is blankety blank. Eddie. That way I noticed.
Yeah, I love how you're writing like... Giant blank Eddie.
Yeah.
I wrote giant really quick, I want to type blankety. It. Okay,
that's, cool. It's not as good.
No, that's
it's not as good. No, but I noticed while I was like, ooh, you can hear that. I love that
I
sound.
Do love that sound too.
So Jasmine says Rick is perfectly perfect. And she says, when I tell you there's only one thing wrong, I mean it. And it's not him, it's me. She doesn't know if she can be physical with a guy who has the same name as her dad. Boyfriend's name is Rick. Dad's name is Rick.
Yeah.
And as it gets to it, so here's the thing. Jasmine, you can tell Jasmine's thought about it.
Yeah.
Jasmine's ready. Jasmine has envisioned it in her head. And in her head, she went, right? Am I right?
I'm envisioning it.
Strangely, so am I. I'm envisioning Jasmine.
Jasmine's like call out and then.
Jasmine is very attractive. And I think she looks like a larger version of Alexis, our friend from Three Square. Because Alexis from Three Square is kind of is
she's
small.
She's like 5 foot nothing. Yeah,
she's 5 foot nothing and tiny, tiny. Jasmine is a full size. So she's like light skinned and has curly hair.
Okay.
In my, but she's like
in
five,
my
eight.
Mind, Jasmine. Yeah, she's like 5'6". Let's not.
Okay.
She's not being Amazon. I'm just kidding.
It's 5'8".
No, I'm joking. How tall are you?
I'm 5'6", 5'7".
What?
Yeah. 5'7" in a good
yeah,
day.
She's
five,
your
six,
height.
Bad.
Jasmine's your height.
Gotcha.
But Jasmine is thinking about it, and she, and somewhere in the midst of thinking about it, it crossed her mind that she might go, oh, Rick. And went, oh, no.
No. Oh,
oh no.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, no.
And there's a picture of Dad's face.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Again, 702-364-9898. If you have any thoughts, is this a makeup or breakup? And have you been in a similar situation where you needed to, make a change or a move, or you know, or how did you handle it? And strangely enough, Kayla, you have had this situation.
So my dad's name is Pete.
Yes.
And I dated a guy by the name of Pete who I have known for years, and we've always been back in the day, we were always like super attracted to each other.
I don't mean how far did you get by third base, but how far did you get in the relationship?
But no, it sets up the point though. It's like we were super attracted to each other for years. And then as soon as we started dating, it was uber weird because I'm like, Pete. And then my dad would go, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Don't respond to that. That's so weird because I don't call my dad Pete, obviously. I call him Dad.
Yeah, but that part, I don't know that matters.
I didn't think it would matter. And then all of a sudden, and now there's the idea of, but I'm like, and then, yeah, so we could never be like that. We could never be physical.
Are you on the breakup train?
I'm on the breakup train.
You've changed your position since Friday. We're on the island together.
Yay!
Who would have believed it?
Both are ridiculous and belong on the island together.
I'll build the fire, don't worry.
Why?
Because there's easy workarounds.
Half.
Like so what?
Well, I don't want to steal the thunder from anybody else.
They okay,
might have
no,
the same
you know
situation,
what? Fair enough. Thank you, sir.
I have some solutions.
Fair enough. You know what? Thank you for that.
You're
well
welcome,
well played, sir. It was a strong move by a teammate. Thank you. Danny, oh, wait. Danny would like to join us on the island.
So maybe it's you on the island.
I'm shocked. No, I'm shocked. I thought I was going to be alone. Now I've got two friends. Somebody's getting eaten, by the way, and it's not going to be me.
Right.
Danny, you say breakup as well.
Yeah, man. I can't see my personal. I can't do that thing either. Like, if she has my mom's name, even if you go try to go around it and say, "Hey, babe," or like when you like you're doing the hibbity dibbity, and you're like, "Hey, mom," and you're like, not mom, but your mom's name, you can't do it.
No, I'm with you.
So funny.
You know. I'm gonna go ahead and blow up my point right now. I'm with Danny on that. Because it doesn't matter if you have your workaround and you call them by a different name or what or whatever. Hang on, like Jeanette, you say make up and do what?
And maybe use his middle name.
Right. But in the back of your mind you know you're living a lie.
No. Come on. If she really feels this way about this guy, then she's gotta figure out some way to mentally overcome it. And if maybe his middle name, or even like the previous caller saying, nickname, I just don't understand it.
Kayla?
Obviously, you're not having a relationship, physical relationship with your parents.
I got you.
I got you.
Thank you, Jeanette.
They're early enough into the relationship where they're only 5 dates in. Isn't this, if she knows it ooks her out and it's weird, mm-hmm. this is the perfect time to break up, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And are you going to get past that? I mean, honestly, are you going to get past that?
Like, I call everyone buddy. I'm like, buddy, buddy, buddy. And my boyfriend's name happens to be Buddy, so I call him Bubs at home. But it's still kind of weird at times that people think I'm talking to
so
him.
So you think you're doing it with the whole world?
Yeah, basically. It feels a little cheat-worthy.
No, are you making that up?
No, I do. I do feel weird that I have to, like, change the way I talk to people sometimes.
So when you're with Buddy, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Does your mind flash to who you called Buddy earlier that day?
No, it hasn't gotten that bad. Which, oh my God. It's going to happen to me. Spence, you jinxed me.
Excuse me. Spence is waiting patiently.
Can I just say the two words you said earlier, perfectly perfect. You're going to overlook all of that for that.
Julie's saying amen right now on the phone. Huh, Julie?
Amen. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, but you don't find that many perfectly perfect men out there anymore, and you're going to let them go? You're going to let them slip through your fingers because of his name? Get over it.
Well, Julie, maybe he's not so perfectly perfect. Maybe this is the part of him that is not perfect.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she said that this is the one thing.
Yeah,
it's the one thing.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm having such a hard time. I'm listening to you guys driving to work, and I'm just going, holy cow. You serious?
Those are our favorite listeners.
I'm a perfect man.
Yeah, this is why your girlfriend is single, by the way, and will always be.
Always find something wrong.
Julie, we love you. Have a great day. Drive safe, okay?
All right.
No, I get how frustrating it is. Oh, Dre has been in the situation.
Raya?
Hi guys.
That's your
Hi.
Yeah, that's Hi. Your no, that's your cue. You've been in the situation. How similar of a situation have you been in?
My ex-husband, not only does he have the same name as my dad, but the same birthday. And it's never bothered me because one, my ex-husband, I just gave him a nickname and I never called him that, and my dad was bad. This is like the most pettiest thing ever.
No way. I'd break you know what? Honestly, I'd break up and I would burn your house down. I would just
Well, I mean, I kind of wish I would have thought this way because he is my ex-husband now. So maybe it's
See? Right. It's a sign. The universe was trying to tell you.
I love the morning zoo.
Oh,
love
you're
you.
The sweetest. Thank That's you, Drea. Hilarious. Have a great day.
So with this situation, in this situation, would this help or hurt? Instead of calling him by his name, which is your father's name, what if you just called him Daddy?
Ew, gross. What's wrong with you?
Does that help?
Yeah, don't laugh at it. How many times do I have to tell you?
To laugh at it. Just when you say it in your head, and I'm looking at my boyfriend's face, and I'm like, Daddy.
Yeah. See, but now you've encouraged him.
And by
He's
the way,
do that again.
Buddy's listening going, oh, I wish she would do that. Why won't she do that?
Please.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.